No.
Or counterpane or coverlid or...
I'll tell you. The missus could tell you more about that. Uh-huh. No,
sure.
Not to my knowledge.
Uh-huh.
We don't.
All right. So a lot of this rubs off onto the husbands too, believe it or not. How about another type of quilt? A little bit heavier than a quilt, maybe. Cover. Good to have in the winter.
Comforter?
And do you ever call that a comfort?
Yes.
But more likely comforter. You still have them?
Not so much anymore. We don't.
Okay. You never took a couple comforters and put them on the floor and for children? You didn't have enough room for them to sleep?
Yes.
What would you, do you have any name you call that? You recall?
No. Fixing a bed on the floor.
You didn't call it a pallet, did you?
No.
Okay. Now, if you have wall-to-wall carpeting, you might say that it begins here and goes across the room.
Across.
Go
from baseboard to baseboard.
Would you say clear? Goes clear.
Clear across the room, possibly. Wall to wall.
Would you ever say clean across the room?
No, we don't.
Okay, or plumb across or anything.
Wall to wall.
Okay. Another name for rich black soil is
loam.
Okay. And a place that you let grow in grass and clover, the field, I mean, that you let grow.
Pasture.
You ever call them a meadow?
Yes.
Is that the same as pasture?
Well, no, meadow they usually save for hay. For grazing they call it pasture.
Would you say that you let the meadow grow and then you use it for pasture?
You save it for hay,
I see what you mean.
You use it for hay and sometimes instead of the last cutting of hay, pasture.
Okay, then there's a field that's underwater a good bit of the year. You might call it a
pond.